Looking for clarity and confidence when it comes to decision-making for your business? You've come to the right place. You're now listening to the Atomic Business Coaching Podcast.
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Adam?
Listen, everyone who's listening to this, I hope you're going to find this change a little bit more pleasant. So Tom and I have been very lucky that we created an awesome community on school. We have great members. And we were trying to use our podcast as like courses for them. But we found out it's not fun to listen to like a podcast,
no.
Right?
No, it's a course. It's boring. I don't want to learn something. I want to listen to these two guys have a conversation, because when we have a conversation, we get a lot of great stuff that comes out of both of us.
Exactly. So I think that's what we're going to do. We don't know. This is episode 60 something, or maybe even 70 something.
Yeah.
We still love doing this, right? Tom and I love getting together. We love having conversations about the people we help, about his and I dynamic underneath the hood of the business, about how we're growing doing this, how we've had to change, conversations that we've had with people. It's a lot of fun, and we miss doing that with you guys. So hopefully you enjoy what we're about to go ahead and do. All right, Tom. So let's conversate.
All right, man. Listen, it's been an interesting break for us, right, from doing this. But I just want to say how much fun we have every single day now in our Project 2740 group, because we are literally in there every single day hosting live sessions and having a blast. And the best part of our days is that we get to watch people grow so much in a week. And we watch people grow in a month. And it really has been life-changing. And I love the people who are so engaged in what they're doing, because we learn so much from them. I have gotten so much out of Project 2740. I've gotten, you know, to really get to know some people and really are very fond of them and just love the whole experience. But I mean, that's why we did what we did, is we took this break. I think everything happens for a reason, right? And the intention behind it now is to go forward and continue our regular podcast. But it has been a huge benefit to do what we've been doing. But you know, you have to reevaluate sometimes what's really fun and important, because if you're not having fun, you got to stop doing what you're doing. You got to change it up a little bit. And I think we lost a little bit of the flavor doing these courses every week.
Yeah. Well, I think we were trying to be really efficient with stuff. And since the break that we've taken, I've listened to, I went on vacation, read a bunch of different books that I normally don't read. We've taken on some clients that we wouldn't normally take on. We started this community, like Tom's talking about, Project 2740, which didn't turn out to be what I thought it would be. It's actually a lot better.
Yep.
But one of the things that I learned during that time frame was this effective and efficient stuff. Mm-hmm. And I might have always looked at it, maybe not this way, but I might have looked at it differently than the way I look at it now. And it's from, I forget, one of the Stoics who said this. Let's call it Marcus Aurelius. It's one of them, you know. Maybe it's Peter Drucker. Who knows? It's somebody like that. That they were like, being efficient is what you do. Being efficient is how you do something. Let me rephrase that. Being efficient is how you do something. Being effective is what you do. And when I really sat and thought about that, and it looked like we were trying to be efficient. Like, okay, if we record the podcast with the courses, it's efficient because we can get a lot of stuff done and we have the same teams doing everything. And yeah, that's what we were doing, but is that what we wanted to actually do? Right. So that's something that really struck me as made a change. And what are we going to go out and do? So are we being effective in our communication with our audience?
Right. And I think that brings up an even bigger point. It's just because something is efficient doesn't mean that it is effective. And I think you have to look at it that way. And we learn that, right? We definitely learn. Is it effective? Yes, the courses are effective for the people taking the courses. But for the people who are taking the pod, listening to this as a podcast and doing and wanting us just to have a conversation so they can feel part of that. And, you know, the whole point of a podcast is to be like the eavesdropping on a conversation and even talking to yourself sometimes saying, oh, yeah, I agree with that or I don't agree with that. And, you know, so that wasn't effective for the people who were looking for that. And I think you have to understand, when you do something, is your effectiveness is only as good as the people that it's directed at or the outcome it's directed at where, and you can be efficient. We could all be efficient, but are we effective, right? I mean, a pitcher in a game can throw 70% strikes, but they could still have 5 runs scored against them, right? So they were efficient in their pitching, but they weren't effective in the outcome of their pitching. So I think you got to look at it several different ways.
Yeah, but that is how you do something and then what you do. So if, right. if how you do is you pitch strikes all the time, that's great. But what you do is let up have an ERA of 10, that's not good.
That's not good. It's not effective. There's no point. Like,
but so this is a good way to look at this, right? It's how we did it. It was very efficient to bring these things across. But what we were doing wasn't focused on what we wanted to do. And that's why we're back doing it this way, is because what we really love doing is this, is just having the conversation. You know, no bullet points, no script, no reading through things out and like trying to get across an educational piece of information. Because I think as we just vulnerably and honestly share certain situations that we've been through, clients have been through, obviously leaving names out and stuff like that, I think it can impact you listening or watching this to then take your own business, your own life to a more effective manner. And that's really the thing that Tom and I always try to help people with is, you know, aligning your purpose with your actions. That's what we say that we do for people, is we help you to find that purpose and then align all of your actions to it. And that can happen, is you can go astray from that trying to be efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, you can stray. And, you know, I'm thinking as you're talking, what's hitting me is you could always improve your efficiency, but you may not always be able to prove your effectiveness, right? When you go about a process and you're trying to do that thing over and over and you're trying to be efficient in doing that, you could wind up with the same effect, the same effectiveness, regardless of how you got there, right? So it's not always that you are going to make one thing better without making the other thing better, because you may wind up with the same thing whether you're efficient or not. And I think that's what some people have to realize too, is are you being efficient in what you're doing, or are you being effective in what you're doing? Because if you're being effective, you're getting the outcome that you want, the outcome that you desire. And when you're being efficient, you may still be getting that. Or if you're not efficient, you could still get the same outcome. And that's something just to nibble on as well.
No, it's an interesting way to look at it. What made you think of that?
I don't know, just the way you form, it's just the way it triggered in my brain. Like, you know, we talk about this a lot, and people overuse the word efficiency. You know, we always hear, oh, I want to be efficient. I want to be efficient. I want to be efficient. No, you want to be effective. You don't want to be just efficient. You want to be effective. I always tell people, you know, it's about the impact that you make in a situation. I don't care if you worked 60 hours or you worked 30 hours. That's the efficiency piece of it. But what was the impact that you had? And if you can make an impact after 30 hours, yes, you were efficient and effective. But if you can't, if it takes you 60 hours to have that same impact, well, that's not so great, because it took you that much longer and it was inefficient. So you have to focus on the impact. And that's really where I was going with this, is what impact are you making right now, right? You're listening to this right now, and you're thinking about your business, and you're thinking about why you may be losing money or why people are turning over in your business. What's the impact that you're having on these people's lives or on your customers' lives? And are you achieving what you want to achieve, or do you just have a ton of efficient practices or efficient ways about going about it?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of times, at least from some of our members in the community, we see when they start, like, I'm going to become more efficient at something, it's because whatever they were doing wasn't working very well. And they're like, oh, it's not that they're trying to scale, because, you know, we always want to become more efficient so we can just get more out of what we're doing, right?
Right.
It's like productivity. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to be more productive. Okay, but if you're so productive on the thing that isn't working, it's not really going to be good. And I have seen that. I have seen people be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make this really, really, really efficient. And it's like, okay, but it still sucks.
Right. Like, the product is still bad. The process still sucks. Fast.
Yeah.
The like, training is not good. Your people are still screwing up. They're still making that mistake, because you may have built something efficient, but it's not effective. And
so how does someone get out of that space where, like, all right, they believe this product is so good, the service is so good, and it's like, I'm going to make it more efficient now, but we already know it's not really great. So how do they get around that, Tom?
Well, I think you have to focus on what is the outcome that you truly desire. What's the problem you're solving, or what's the impact that you want to have? And, you know, before you go and make an impact on something, is it something that people want there to be an impact on? Is it something that you want to change? Because if you efficiency, like you said, is the time, it's the effort, it's the energy, it's the process of really what you wind up doing as an end result. But if you don't focus first and have the right thing as the goal or the outcome, all of this is for nothing. I mean, why do we put so much value in being efficient? Is because we want to pay people that work for us to produce optimally and to not have to spend more money trying to, you know, turning our wheels and wasting time, right? A lot of people see as inefficiency as a waste of time. So they want to change that. But if the outcome or the goal isn't great because of it, then why are you going to do that? And I think it's really just be very crystal clear on what impact, what goal you're trying to achieve, and know that there's a way to get there efficiently or inefficiently.
I think that's kind of what I meant by you go astray from stuff. Because sometimes you had this really beautiful goal and the thing that you wanted to do, and then you start making some money at it. And it's like, you get led down a different path of, I'm going to do this because I can make money doing this thing. But although it's not the thing I really wanted to do, I can still make money doing the thing. And it's kind of similar in the same lane, and you start to compromise.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, you know, when you get to a point, you look down that road and you're like, wow, we're really, really efficient, but I don't even know why I do this thing anymore. That's not a good place to be in. Mm-mm. So, you know, Tom, I think you said the most amazing part right there was like, it's got to be what you want to do. And sometimes you need to step back and really look at like, okay, what is it that I want to do? What is it that we are doing? What is it that the client customer is receiving from this? It's a big, scary, hairy monster in the room, because what if you look at it and you say, oh no, that's not what I meant to deliver, and that's not what a client, and then you have to change everything.
You know, I mean, we've arrived at that point, right? We built this efficient system that we would do a course, we would create the newsletter, create a blog, and use all of it. But it's not having the impact we want it to have. It's not the end result that we really want. It's very efficient and it gets the job done, but it doesn't get the job done the way we want to see it, right? We want our newsletter to have an impact on people. We want the blog to be this thing that really helps somebody to figure something out that they may be struggling with in their business. And because we've automated and made a very good system of things that's extremely efficient, we've lost some of that impact, and now we have to think about it differently. And I think we've been going through this for, you know, almost 2 weeks now, just what do we really want to do here? What's the impact we really want to have?
I think, but that's largely in part, if we're going to get hyper-focused on us, that's largely in part because we've finally agreed to help people that we said, all right, we're probably not going to help these people. You know, you and I, when we came into this business 2.5 years ago, we were working with a certain caliber of business owner,
yep,
in different realms of what we were doing. But we decided like, okay, let's do this one-on-one coaching together to help these people. And we realized that we were helping them more effectively when we did it together.
Yep.
Even though it was quite less efficient than when we did it one-on-one, right? And recently we started helping more startup businesses. And have you ever really thought about that? Like, why did you want to do that, Tom? What was the reason?
Well, I love the impact that we have on the smaller, like the new startups, right? We can get a new startup to see immediate success. I'm talking like 3 to 6 months. We've gotten these people to make more money than they ever thought they can make, or have a life that they never thought that they could have, and help them to build something that is sustainable and will allow them to have the freedom and success that they want. I mean, the impact is huge. It's in the realization that they can do this, right? I love that realization. When somebody is all of a sudden comes in and like, I have a side hustle. And the next thing you know, they're quitting their day job because their side hustle is now a business. And it's the impact that we're changing lives and helping people do what they want with their life and empower them to do that. That's what I love about it. That's what I love about working with any new business.
You know, because there's a whole different train track you go down when you work with those people.
Yep.
Right. And that's what you have to decide. And if you're going to choose to do that, if you're going to say, hey, I'm going to work on something new that I want to do, but I'm still going to maintain what I used to do. Mm-hmm. Now you're on two train tracks. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you have to be effective in two different, what would you call it? Veins, railroad lines. Yeah. I was looking for a better analogy.
Yeah. Well, it's two different systems. Like I think of it as your cardiovascular system and your lymph system, right?
Systems. So, you know, you have to be effective in two different systems. You have to make an impact in two different systems.
Right.
But then there's a lot that falls underneath that, behind that. In order to make those trains go down the track, a lot has to be done, which takes on a lot more effort and a lot more energy and a lot more efficiency, right? So that's times when you really have to take a step back and look at, you know, what is the vision of the business? What are you working on and not how are you working in the business? You know, we did a course recently about that, but that's, when you're looking at these things, it's like, it's wonderful. It's wonderful you and I went and now we're helping these more side hustlers and we're giving them a super affordable way to work with us. And it is, it's a lot of fun. I told someone recently, it's the most fun I have making money.
Yeah.
Which is not how it's usually been for me. So it's great, but is there an understanding that now you have two sets of things that you have to do now?
Yeah, it definitely splits your attention, right? Because in one area, we're making our future clients as we look at it, right? And we're conditioning and making sure that they build a sustainable business so that they do retain us one-on-one and not in the group so that we can really bring their business to the next level. And then you are working with all these people who need our one-on-one attention and we're trying to do and grow their business. It's two different things and it makes it harder, but I still think you could have, we still have a great impact on both. I think I don't know if they're both efficient, to be honest with you. Are they both efficient systems? Are they both, you know, these two different tracks? Are we being efficient? Yes, we say we are because in, you know, one-on-one, we're very organized. We have the priorities. We go with what we need to go with. And we follow that list. And then in the group coaching, you know, we're spending a certain amount of time with a lot of people. That one-to-many approach is efficient in many ways. So I think we've done a good job at staying in an efficient system. And I still think that we are making a tremendous impact. But I do think that the energy sometimes is different between the two.
Where do you find the energy different?
I think one-on-one, I always enjoy the one-on-one because it's a little bit more intimate of a relationship that you're really helping somebody, getting to know them. You know, we look at people in such a holistic way. Sometimes it's hard to look at everybody in the group coaching in a holistic way, right? We don't know all the obstacles. We don't know all the things. And the one-on-one definitely channels our energy differently.
It's interesting. I haven't found it that way. I found I could connect with people, I guess, whether I'm speaking with them for 3-4 minutes or an hour. It's interesting. So I haven't found that major difference. I feel you can't to the work. It's, you know, it's more, it's interesting when it's in a group because everyone's trying to feed off of everybody else. And it's more on a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
Where when we do a one-on-one coaching from client to client, it's so different what you and I are working on with them, different phases of their life, different levels of their business, different generations of revenue. You know, it's very different, which means we get to go deeper with them, right?
Yes.
So it's like going wide on one side and going deep on another side.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. Yeah, 100%. It's the deeper connection. It's the deeper look. It's the deeper dive, however you want to phrase it. And yes, with the group, it's wide. And there's more of a collective energy in the group, meaning that people are, like you said, feeding off of each other. So that collective energy kind of builds momentum for everybody, whereas sometimes the energy in a one-on-one, it's if you get stuck, it's hard to get that energy going again because you don't have other people to feed off of that and bring that in. So that's what I mean by the differences in how the energy works in both. There's definitely more of a momentum in the group coaching at times than there is in the one-on-one.
It's funny because someone recently, they were saying they heard that I was doing this group coaching thing and they didn't know I did one-on-one coaching even. They just heard I was doing this group coaching thing. Right. And it's someone I've known for a while outside of business. And like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, I'm doing that thing. Like, oh, how did that come about? And like, I couldn't really pinpoint because I never had a – this wasn't in our business plan. Like, we're going to do group coaching. This wasn't something we envisioned doing. And I do. I really do love it. Like I said before, it's the most fun I have making money. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't part of the plan.
No.
You know, it just kind of manifested on its own between there were a few clients that really needed it. You know, our one-on-one coaching is, while it's very effective and has a huge impact on people and they see great results, it's not very affordable for everybody.
Correct.
So, you know, the group coaching was nice on like, hey, more people can get access to us. But Tom and I refused to just offer a program that was going to be affordable and didn't like every single live session is Tom and I. We don't delegate this out to anybody else. And Alex Hormozy would love us. He has that irresistible offer.
Yep.
Right. And it's like we're giving so much value for such a low price. You'd be a moron not to come in here if you need the help, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing is like, I didn't, when this person was asking me, like, why are you doing this? How did that? I didn't have an intention of it. I didn't have a reason for it. I just was like, I know I could do it. I know there's a need for it. I know people are interested. And we have over 17 members now in this community. And it's, you know, it's a month-to-month community. What are we charging, like $229 or something like that?
Yep, $229 a month.
So it's $229 and people get access to us. But we're there for like over 30 live sessions and there's courses and stuff. So it's funny that it's like the most fun I've had making money. That's what I said. But it might be, now that I look at it, might be the most work too. When you think about how much hours we put into it.
Yeah, we put so much into it. But I think the key thing that keeps me moving as much as we're putting time into it is we see the impact that it's having on so many people, right? Mm-hmm. Who would not have been able to afford us previously. Yeah. I think that's the big key is that we have been able to help more people than we originally set out to help. And that's really what this is about. It's about us coming to, we wouldn't be good coaches or we wouldn't be, you know, this business if we didn't try to help as many people as we could help. And, you know, that price point was a barrier of entry. And that's why I'm so glad we went with the group coaching because it is helping so many people. And listen, we know that eventually at least a quarter of these individuals will become our clients long term, and if not more. I just think that, you know, depending on how successful they become, but it's going to take a minute. And that's the other thing I've learned a lot more with this, working with the newer business owner and the side hustler, is the time that it takes. And, you know, the time that it takes doesn't always allow for the outcome that we want, but we have to enjoy the journey, right? So many people in the group get caught up on the outcome and the result, and they don't remember the journey to get there. They just want, and they get attached to the end outcome, and they have to recognize it's a journey. And that's what I really realized through this process is I didn't emphasize the journey as much. I did emphasize it, but not as much in one-on-one as we need to emphasize it here in the groups. So it's just been a whole eye-opener for me. Whole big change.
It's very interesting. All right, Tom. Well, I'm glad we came back and did a more conversational podcast. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, watching this, you enjoyed it as well. And we will come back and do more of these, Tom?
Yes, we will.
All right. See you soon.
See ya.